Hi, this week the question is church attendance essential? This is an important subject to consider because the popular idea today is that church attendance is nice, but not essential. To many people, church attendance has degenerated to something they do only when they feel like it. No thought or consideration is given to whether God wants them to assemble and worship Him, but everything hinges upon whether they themselves feel like they need it. What then does the Bible teach regarding church attendance? Well, let's examine some Old Testament regulations, but let me preface my remarks with this. According to Colossians 2, verse 14, we do not live under the Old Testament laws today. Those laws were done away when Jesus died on the cross. But we do learn some lessons from the Old Testament. In Romans chapter 15, verse 4, the Bible says, "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." Let's then examine the Old Testament regulations regarding worship and learn some lessons. First, attendance at public worship was essential in the Old Testament. In fact, if one failed to attend the public call for worship, it was a capital offense in God's eyes, and the one neglecting the worship was to be executed. In Numbers chapter 9, verse 9, the Bible says, "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, If any one of you or your posterity is unclean because of a corpse, or is far away on a journey, he may still keep the Lord's Passover. On the 14th day of the second month at twilight, they may keep it." And then some regulations are given. In verse 13, the Bible says, "But the man who is clean and is not on a journey and ceases to keep the Passover, that same person shall be cut off from among his people because he did not bring the offering of the Lord at its appointed time. That man shall bear his sin." This passage clearly demonstrates that attendance to the Passover assembly was mandatory. "They shall keep it," God said, "and if they do not, the same soul shall be cut off from among his people." That is, this person should be executed. Second, the people of the Old Testament were not allowed to worship God in just any place that they chose for themselves. In Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 13 through 14, the Bible says, "Take heed to yourself that you do not offer your burnt offerings in every place that you see, but in the place which the Lord chooses in one of your tribes, there you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you." No one back in those days went around saying, "It doesn't matter where you worship. One place is as good as another. Just attend the church of your choice." Oh no, these people were taught that they could not assemble and worship in a place of their own choosing, but they must assemble and worship God where He designated. Now, from the Old Testament, we have learned that the Jews in the olden days could not neglect worship assemblies of God, nor could they worship in just any place of their own choosing. They must assemble and worship in the place where God chose. The New Testament, which is our guide for today, has similar instructions for us. We're taught, first, attendance at the worship assembly of the church is essential. In Hebrews 10, verse 25, the Bible says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching." Now, make note of two words here. First of all, assembling, and second, together. Worship requires an assembling together. There are times when we can praise God and pray to God in the privacy of our own homes. But there is also a time that we are to assemble together with the church of God for public worship. In Hebrews 10, verse 25, the Bible is teaching us that it is wrong to forsake the assembling of the Lord's church. Second, we may not worship in just any place of our own choosing. The popular idea today is attend the church of your choice. Well, whatever happened to the church of God's choice? Where does the Bible ever instruct Christians to worship just any old place and in just any old way that they themselves choose? The point is, God has instructed us exactly how to conduct the worship assemblies of the church, and we may not alter His divine arrangement. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, we have an entire chapter devoted to the worship assembly of the church. It gives the regulations that govern all public assemblies of the church. And I want you to notice very carefully verse 37 and 38. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 37 and 38. If anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you are the commandments of the Lord. And if anyone is ignorant, let him be ignorant. Now the rules for the assembly of the church come directly from the Lord. They are the commandments of the Lord. Verse 38 teaches that if anyone ignores these rules, he will be ignored, a very serious consequence. We cannot afford to be ignored either by God or by God's people. If you take the time to read 1 Corinthians chapter 14 in its entirety, you'll discover that among other commandments, the women are to remain silent in the assemblies of the church. Not a very popular thing these days, is it? So in summary, the New Testament teaches that we must not neglect the public worship assembly of the church. And it also teaches us that we cannot worship in just any place that we choose, but we must worship in a congregation that abides by the rules of the public assembly given by God. We hope that you will take these things to heart and seriously consider them. The congregation that is bringing you this message assembles regularly for public worship and abides by the regulations given by God.